Welcome back to another Mega Minute with Megacode, a minicast on all things Holy Power. This week I give a brief synopsis on the 10-man normal Garizal the Spirit Binder encounter in the Mogoshan Vault raid from Holy Paladin point of view. This boss is basically a one-phase fight with a soft enrage at 20% where it becomes a DPS and healing race to kill or be killed. Two special mechanics constitute the major points of this fight: Voodoo Dolls in Normal World and obtaining your DPS or healing buff by entering the Spirit World. So in the Normal World, one tank and two others will be linked with the Voodoo Doll spell, which transfers damage that the tank receives to the other two players. Now what I do to heal through this is Beacon of Light the tank while throwing a Holy Radiance onto the other two voodooed players, backed up with a Holy Shock and Word of Glory. Everyone receives splash heals from the Holy Radiance and Daybreak, while the tank receives heals through the beacon. If a player gets too low, then I'd use a quick flash of light or an infusion of light proc Divine Light to bump them back up, especially when it comes to the ranged. It's important to rotate healing cooldowns while healing in the normal realm. This definitely becomes a little more easier as you come out of your rotation from within the Spirit Realm with the mana regen buff. Now, in order to be successful in healing everyone within the normal realm, you must as a healer rotate into the Spirit Realm to obtain the 35-second buff Spiritual Innervation, which bumps up your mana regen. Now, in the Spirit Realm, your goal is to heal the 2 DPS and yourself up to full health. Then, when 10 seconds is left on the crossed over debuff, use your extra action button to cross back over into the normal realm to help with the heavy damage going on there. Healing in the Spirit World was very simple, even with everyone entering with 30% health. I'd Beacon of Light myself while healing my 2 DPS to full with Divine Light Bombs. The beacon I was pretty much topped off after healing them to full. And when we got our kill on this boss, we were in 2 healer mode, with me switching to my DPS off spec for a little more DPS to beat the soft enrage timer. So if you're looking for a detailed explanation for this fight, go back to episode 70 of Convert to Raid for a detailed explanation, or check out the various raid strat websites like Tankspot and Icy Veins. So thanks for listening, and I hope this helps out. If you're on Twitter, come follow me at FFPMMark with a C, or check out my blog page at HealingSpec.com.